This episode was recorded in the present, but reflects material documented in the past to provide accurate updates and timelines for my journey. It's been 16 days since my last shift at work. Fucking marvelous. So let's check in. How does it feel knowing that I don't have to go back to work? At this time, an enthusiastic thank fuck would leave my lips. Dramatic, explicit, straight to the fucking point. Thinking about it, though, I don't truly know how I'd be in a space to manage. It seems impossible, imagining myself going back to work, painting this vision inside of my head. Why would I torture myself like this, you might be asking? I feel my heart rate as it picks up. My breaths quicken their pace. Panic sets in. The familiar, the fight, the flight. It feels awful. This isn't a practice I engage in daily, in case you're worried about how I'm doing. It's something I've just tried to use as an assessment tool to determine whether I am out of that headspace in which I was during work mode. I can't fathom it. There is no nervousness about a lack of return to work with an unknown financial future. Relief floods me as I pat myself on the back, proud to have finally stuck to what truly resonates with me. Finally, I think, I'm doing what I need to take care of me. I come first this time, and that feels relieving, as though I inch closer to the realm known as the pause, where I'm able to stop, catch my breath, be present without outside gnawing obligations that keep me from myself and from giving myself the love that I so desperately need. Here is a brief synopsis of the ongoings since that chapter closed. I had the privilege of standing up as a bridesmaid in my friend's wedding. We laughed. We had fun. We all looked stunning. I reconnected with old friends and acquaintances from high school. The nerves I'd felt about the dynamics involved melted away as we started out, "Hey, how you been?" It is a staple moment on which I feel the need to reflect, as it has shown me some of the growth and progress I've made over the years. High school was in fact very traumatic for me, but these are stories to share for a different time. I had this moment where I took in just how comfortable and at ease I felt, despite the strange scenario playing out in front of me. I've noticed there are times in my life where I am re-triggered by interactions with people from the past. Old feelings and fears crop up. This was not one of those times. I felt at peace that I would be okay. The history involved with some of these people left no trace of negative thoughts or feelings in its wake. A stillness was present within me, one that I did not need to focus to bring forth. It just simply existed. I found myself happy to be present in that moment without the urge to run. I felt warmth spread across my body as I realized I am so proud of myself. In that moment, I knew I was worthy, confident, and secure. I knew I would not be bothered by anything involving conflict should it arise. It did not. I am proud of who I have become, an innately good-hearted person. I don't wish others ill, even if they've caused hurt towards me in the past. I realize my thought work has been effective, that it's not healthy to stay in negative mind spaces, to want others to hurt just out of spite in a retaliatory way. This is such a huge milestone for me. I was someone who would hold grudges, so much hate, spite, and react with a high level of negativity, but not anymore. Along the way, I was able to unlock a part of myself to level up. I genuinely wish others well. I practice forgiveness because I understand this is required for me to move on and move forward in my life. This also explains why I find it so uncomfortable to remain in spaces where others are behaving in ways in which I do not align. I am human. I am not perfect. There are certainly times where I may resort back to negativity as a default means of expression. I'm just now able to recognize that I've been on both sides of the equation, and I make the active choice to be lighthearted, happy, and to wear a positive outlook. In that space, there's less effort, more fulfillment. It aligns with my truth, who I am, who I want to be, and my core values. During my time at home, I also caught up with three of my absolute best friends. There's always so much more to say, and limited time prevented more, but I cherished every moment. I didn't find it draining as I had feared I would. I'm tired, but I'm thankful. I have been trying to practice balance, incorporate rest. Sleep looks a lot like 7 to 8 hours a night and is very restful. The countryside offers pure silence and darkness, and a warm little body pressed up against me whose purrs lull me to sleep in therapeutic ways you cannot imagine. The obvious, rest is required. Do I feel more energized though? Sort of. The days following the wedding were filled with non-functionality. I pulled out my camp chair, lifted my legs over the arm, and reclined lazily in the sun as I read. The weather had been surprisingly warm and beautiful, which I enjoyed, adding light walks. I included a few naps, but the reality remained that by 4 p.m. I would still find myself utterly exhausted. This led to the remainder of the day winding down in silence and an early bedtime. September 19th marks the first day I noticed any shred of improvement. It's the first day I found myself with energy remaining in the tank by 6 p.m. This allowed me to visit a friend in the evening. What progress! I limit myself to doing nothing productive past 7 p.m. out of self-preservation in order to retain some of the restorative progress I've managed to attain, however minuscule at this time. Daily meditations are still an integral part of my routine after morning workouts. I know that routine is extremely important for someone like me. My workouts these days have shifted to a more mindful-based approach, pairing exercise, focusing on breathing, encouraging grounding, and presence within the body. This would be yoga, Pilates. Weightlifting and cardio takes a backseat for now. This allows me to feel productive, as though I'm still nourishing my body with movement, but it doesn't wear me down nearly as much as the routine that I usually use to keep fit. Slowly, but surely, I prep and gather things for my departure, though this is all energy dependent. I imagine things are probably going to end up last minute, as they always do. Procrastination and last minute productivity is a very hard habit to break, I'm realizing. I suppose this is a great time to summarize my return to Ontario, though I apologize if I have yet to find a way to creatively word this in an interesting way. I towed Tabby 2,200 kilometers across three provinces in the span of 3 days' time. I noticed that although I picked the correct vehicle for my needs, it's still super expensive on fuel. There may be a creeping fear that this will cost me ostensibly more than I budgeted for in the long run. Yikes. I loved being able to pull over if I was in need of a nap, and I could sleep in my own bed with my own pillow and blankets. I loved having privacy, to pull over and cook lunch when I was hungry. The best part was definitely waking up, getting into the truck, and driving off. No more unpacking and packing annoyances here. One morning was particularly chilly, and thankful to the heating system in the trailer, I was kept warm and toasty. I feel as though I learned a lot about my trailer in those 3 days, as though we're starting to carve out a very special bond. There's still things I need to figure out. How to light the propane stove. I desperately need to find a way to ensure I have access to coffee. More specifically, how to run my Keurig without blowing any fuses. There's still a lot of learning required to prepare for the road, but one thing at a time. We can do this. In my heart, I know this will be an epic adventure. I fall more and more in love with my little trailer as the days go by. I look forward to a leisurely pace without obligation, to indulge in rest, relaxation, fun, adventure, whatever my little heart desires, whatever my mind can think up. The struggle I still face is boundaries and a lack of acceptance. Although no one has said anything, I feel immense guilt for not being at a capacity to make plans with people, not spend time with people I know were hoping to see me, hoping to catch up and enjoy quality time together. It's not what I need, but I know that these are expectations that are floating around. I know that people don't always understand where I'm currently at, and nor do I expect them to. This is my unique lived experience, after all. I need to stay strong and firm in my boundaries, not push myself when I can't, or allow guilt to force me into doing things I am not comfortable doing, things that I don't want to do, that will add stress to my life, and where I would find myself counting down the minutes until that particular event was over. I acknowledge it's not always others that guilt me, rather me guilting myself into this, because I know I have a habit of not wanting to disappoint or hurt others, even though it leaves me hurting and disappointing myself. It hurts me that my actions and decisions lead others to feel unimportant, unwanted, unappreciated, and that give the impression of selfishness and self-focus. But I am not well. I need to prioritize me and my needs. I need to learn that I don't owe anyone any explanation past I simply don't want to, or I simply cannot at this time. This is an area I require work. My desire to over-explain, justify, and attempt to prove why my boundary is valid is something that kills me inside. It is an urge that is all too familiar, the desire to make others happy in hope of gaining approval, validation, acceptance. I ignored myself and my needs for far too long, led to believe that I needed to put the needs of others before my own. As a grown woman who has done a lot of work, I realize this isn't truth and is not healthy, nor is it helpful to anyone, especially myself. I am still actively working to undo these thought patterns and beliefs. I am aware that the people in my life who cannot understand where I am at and what I need is not my responsibility. I do not need to feel as though PowerPoint presentations and evidence backed by research that justify and explain is required to convince others why I need to put myself first out of a fear that I will offend others by my choice. This is not about other people, and it never has been. It's always just been about me, about learning to protect myself and put myself first. At the end of the day, I am all that I have. I am learning that people will believe whatever suits their narrative based on their own lived experience, and no amount of explaining myself will ever change their mind. It's a waste of time for everyone involved. It is a waste of my efforts to try to convince myself that I am worthy of my needs being met, of coming first in my own life. I know that what I am doing is going to help me, serve me, and be exactly what I need. If the people in your life truly value and respect you, they will respect those boundaries, even if they have a hard time understanding exactly what it is you're going through. And it's simple as that. So deep breaths, Marcel. You've got this.